Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo sent an impeachment request to the Senate, accompanied by a report accusing his Vice President Atiku Abubakar of fraud. Analysts see the investigation as part of Mr. Obasanjo's plan to control who succeeds him in elections next year, which will mark the first democratic handover of power in Nigeria since independence from Britain in 1960. Mr. Obasanjo cannot run again because the Senate in May rejected a proposed amendment to the Constitution which would have let him run for a third term. Abubakar led a campaign to stop the amendment. He subsequently began his own campaign for the presidency. Abubakar has denied any wrongdoing and said he has no intention of resigning his office. Senators are expected to debate the matter next week. Tokunbo Afikeyomi, senator for Lagos, says he does not believe the president can get the necessary support in the Senate required for impeachment.
If it's supposed to be an impeachment process, it's supposed to start from one third of members. That's not the case now. I really don't know what I'm supposed to do. If you look at the rules of the Senate, if you look at the rules of Nigeria, there is no provision for what is happening. So I really don't know.
Political observers are warning that Nigeria's fragile democracy could come under tremendous pressure if the president pushes for impeachment of his deputy. Mazi Oku, a lawyer and political analyst in Abuja, says the president may not get a two-third vote in the National Assembly to remove Abubakar, and that the animosity between the two men can only worsen in the coming days.
It's now going to be a very, very ugly situation where the vice president and the president are openly fighting themselves. Government will bog down, government will be affected, presidencies in government will be sort of trying to dance between the two gladiators. And a lot of mudslinging will go on. Government secrets will be channeled to the media for exposure. So it's very unhealthy development.
Mr. Obasanjo has won international acclaim for a high-profile war on crime in one of the world's most corrupt countries. But critics at home say he uses it to persecute political foes. The ruling People's Democratic Party last week adopted guidelines that will force candidates to pass a so-called integrity test before registering for the party's primaries in December. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.